Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you for this day. For truly, this is the day that you have made. Therefore, Father, we choose to rejoice. And Father, not only are we choosing to rejoice, but Father, we want to just say thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you are about to do. And thank you, Lord, for everything that you have already done in our life. Father, we just want to say thank you for everything that you have done. Therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we also would like to decree and affirm that even on this call, that this call will be a space of breakthroughs, a space of transformation, a space of miracles. And not only that, but Father, we declare and decree that your will be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we want to declare that we are the redeemed of the Lord. Father, we declare and affirm in the name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, whether it be legal documentation, whatever it might be, Father. Father, we thank you and we declare it, Lord. And Father, we see it destroyed because you have made us more than a conqueror. And you, therefore, Father, we move forward. Father, we declare and decree on this call, Father, that your people are blessed. And not only are they blessed, but they are highly favored by you. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you're turning situations around in our favor, Father. Father, we thank you and affirm in the name of Jesus that whatsoever we put our hands to, it shall prosper and it shall be blessed by you. Father, we thank you for this day that you're causing us to walk into, and we choose to move forward in your name and in your power. We thank you and affirm a fresh anointing that shall rest upon your people from house to house, heart to heart, from family to family, in the name of Jesus. Come on, people of God, let's just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God and the Most High, oh God. God, we thank We give you all thanks unto you, O God. We give you thanks because you are good, O God. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy, O God. O God, we give you thanks, O God, for your healing powers, O God. And we give you thanks, O God, for the wisdom and knowledge that you give us, O God. We give you thanks, God, for shielding us and protecting us from evil, O God. We give you thanks, God, for our leader, Prophet, our Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, O God, and their children and grandchildren and loved ones, O God, all the ones around them, O God, we give you thanks, O God. We give you thanks for our family, for healing our family members and children, O God, and you know who they are, O God. And we give you thanks, O God, for healing and just listening to the prayers and helping those who request healing, O God. We give you thanks, O God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. And we give you, and we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, O God. And whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, God, you shall condemn, O God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for all the wonderful things that you have done and doing in our life. We want to thank you for just holding us. And when we think you're not around, you really carrying us, God. We thank you, God, for just leading us and carrying us through the storms of our life. And we come out, God, and don't know how we did it, but with your grace and your mercy, God, you bring us out, and you bring us out in one piece and one whole, God, and not even a scratch on us, God. And we don't even know, you know, it don't even look like we went through anything, God, because of your grace and your mercy, God, and you shield us and protect us, God. And we just want to say thank you, God. We love you so much, and you thank you for all that you have done and doing in our lives and still doing, God. We want to thank you, God, and we love you so much. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry tonight, Father God. We thank you for carrying us through the whole week, Father God, with no harm, dear Lord. We thank you for your angels that was camped around us, Father God. We thank you, Father, for just giving us breath to breathe through our nostrils, dear Lord. We thank you that we were able to wake up every day, Father God. We thank you for just for who you are in our lives, dear Lord. We thank you for taking care of our children, dear Lord Jesus. We thank you for taking care of our families, dear Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift up Aisha Cooper to you tonight, today, Father God, as you continue to give her strength in her body, dear Lord, strengthen her children, dear Lord. Look upon her family members that's there in her space with her, Father God. Give them strength, dear Lord. Give them peace, Father God. And Father God, looking for all those that ask for prayer tonight, dear Lord Jesus. Cover them, Father God. Touch them in every area of their life, dear Lord. Father God, look upon those that's on the call tonight. Father God, we thank you for them that's on the call tonight. We thank you for those that's not on the call, dear Lord. Strengthen them too, Father God. And Father God, look upon Archbishop Ebenar Jordan and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord. We thank you for them, Father God. We thank you for their children. We thank you for their grandchildren, dear Lord. Continue to bless them and cover them, dear Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father. And Father God, look upon all those children that's graduating this year, dear Lord. Graduation is coming up, Father God. Continue to keep them in their right mind, dear Lord. Keep them at peace, dear Lord. Cover them, Father God. Protect them, dear Lord Jesus. And look upon those that's looking for a blessing in their jobs, dear Lord. A blessing in their money, dear Lord. A blessing in the housing situation, dear Lord. And those that need other situations that they're going through, Father God. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And I thank you, Father, for this opportunity once again to pray with this esteemed company of prophets. I thank you for the Master Prophet and for Prophetess Deborah. I thank you for the vision of this house, God. And I ask you to bless the Master Prophet in a mighty way as he has a great work to do, oh God. And I ask you to extend his life and the life of his wife and his family and bless them, God, and give them peace. I thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. And I thank you for the ability to pray. I thank you for teaching me how to pray. I thank you for just just blessing me, God, with your Holy Spirit. And I thank you, God, for your mercy. I thank you for forgiveness, and I thank you, God, for deliverance from death. Oh, God, I thank you. I love you. I praise you. And I ask you, God, to bless the people on this phone call tonight, God. Every single one, you know who they are, from the top of the list to the bottom of the list. I ask you to bless them, bless their families, give them peace, oh God, in the midst of any storm, God. And I ask you, God, to just cover them and keep them, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Help us to remember to always to put you first, God, and to just lift you up and to keep our heads up and not down, and not to be cast down, but to look to you, to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, because our help cometh from you. Thank you, O God. I love you, and I praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We continue to praise you right now, Father, in this space that you've orchestrated, Lord, under the rulership of our Archbishop and Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for them. We thank you for the vision of this prophetic house, God. We thank you so much, Father God, for the families, Father God, here represented. God, we thank you for your perfect will, your plan being implemented in each and every one of our lives, God. Every person, Father God, that is connected under the sound of our voice, Father God, we just thank you for covering us all right now in the precious blood of Jesus. And we thank you for cleansing us, God, from all unrighteousness. But we thank you for the new day. As the sun rises in the east, God, we're thanking you for the new mercies and the new grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much as we humble ourselves as one, Father God. We thank you for commanding your blessing to come upon us as we hear and obey your voice. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that blessed is the fruit of our bodies, which are our children. We thank you that blessed is the fruit of our ground, which is our possessions, God. We thank you that blessed is the fruit of our cattle, which is our businesses, Lord. We thank you that blessed is the increase of our kind, which is the prosperity that you place upon us, Father. We thank you that blessed are the flocks of our sheep, those that you've given, Father, under the care of pastors. We thank you right now, Father God. Bless, hallelujah, bless coming in and bless going out. We thank you that blessed, my God, is the basket in our storehouses, which is the finances, God. We thank you for commanding your blessings on us in our storehouses and all that we set our hands to do. For you blessed us in the land that you've given us, God. You have established us as your holy people, Father God. You have given us, my God, every place we walk upon, Father God, to declare it as holy ground. And we thank you. We refuse to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And we refuse to stand in the way of the sinners. And we refuse to sit in the sea of the scornful. But our delight is in your word. And in your word do we meditate day and night. But we thank you that we are as trees planted by rivers of water, that we bring forth fruit in our season, that our leaves shall not wither, and whatever we do shall prosper. Father, we thank you for giving us the grace to bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, that there may be meat in your house, that we may prove you now herewith, that you will open us the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we will not have room enough to receive. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be mindful, God, that everything we do is for your glory. God, remember every person, every petition, God. We thank you right now for the miracles and the praise reports that have already come in concerning Prophetess Aisha Cooper, concerning hallelujah, everyone that have put up a petition, God. We just thank you that they keep coming in because we serve a God that not only hears but answers prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you and we praise you. Amen and amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for this hour. Lord God, we claim our victory in this hour. We claim our prosperity in this hour. We claim our clarity in this hour. We claim our purpose in this hour. We claim our peace of mind in this hour, Lord God. We claim over our finances. We claim prosperous relationships in this hour, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, for our victory, for our salvation, for our peace of mind. Lord, we thank thank you for our leadership. And I pray the blood of Jesus even now on the highways and byways, Lord God, that you would take us to and fro. Lord God, that you would guide us and order our steps. Lord God, that we would meet you. Lord God, that you would meet us where we are. Lord God, we thank you for the hand of grace and mercy, Lord God, that covers us and guides us and takes us, Lord God. We thank you in this hour for the opportunity to praise you, glorify you, honor you, Lord God, and acknowledge you, Lord God, for all the things that you've done, all the things that you've done that have been acknowledged and unacknowledged. We thank you in this hour, Lord God, for our blessings. We thank you for our portion. May we be grateful for our portion, Lord God. May we be reminded of the miracles that you continue to bless us with, Lord God. I thank you for my relationship. I thank you in this hour, Lord God, for my business partner, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will bless her in this hour. Bless her family. We thank you now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her clarity of mind. I thank you for her direction. I thank you for her leadership. I thank you for her heart and her love, Lord God. Touch her in this hour. Lord, I even pray for my clients in this hour, Lord God, that you would touch them. May they feel the miracles that come through our work, Lord God. They may be blessed in the name of Jesus because of us, Lord God. I pray for my husband in this hour, Lord God, that you would guide him, give him peace, Lord God. Even in things he doesn't understand, Lord God, give him peace in this hour. Touch his mind. Know that he is valued. Know that we are grateful. May he know and feel love in this season, Lord God. I pray for my daughter and my children, born and unborn. May you bless them. May their steps be ordered, Lord. Lord, I even pray for myself in this hour. Order my steps. Give me peace. May I even learn to forgive myself, Lord God, for things that are done or undone. Lord, I thank you for salvation in this hour. I pray for our families. I pray for all those who are traveling, Lord God, to honor my grandmother tomorrow. Lord, may her life be celebrated. May her life not be forgotten. Lord, may her spirit live on in this hour, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We just honor you and we praise you and we just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen, Father. We come to you today in a spirit of thankfulness, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to convene. We thank you for the opportunity to have this call, Father God. And we ask that you bless each and every individual that's held the space for this midnight cry, Lord. That's diligent being before you, Father, in the early hours of the morning. And, Father God, I just want to thank you for all the many blessings that you've poured my way, Father. Father, I want to thank you for our leadership. I want to thank you for our archbishop. I want to thank you for our pastor, Deborah. I want to thank you for the Zoites here in our life. I want to thank you for every connecting church that's a part of this call. And, Father God, we just ask that you continue to send your guidance. You continue to send your wisdom. Father God, help us see the things that we're not seeing. Open our eyes to see the things that we're not seeing. Father God, open our ears to hear the things that we're not hearing. Father God, guide our tongues. Father God, increase our lives in respects to leadership, Father. Father God, take us to new degrees of leadership. Take us to new degrees of influence. Father God, let us be a blessing to many, Father. Father, and I want to thank you for continuing to bless our children, for the protection over our families. Father God, I thank you for providing for us, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to provide. Father God, I just come to you in a spirit of gratefulness and just acknowledging all of who you are and all of that you do, Lord. And Father, I want to ask that you continue to provide the healing, increase the strength of those individuals who need healing, Father. Father God, grant each and every individual the requests and the desires of their heart, Father. Appear as answers to them, Lord. And, Father God, I just want to thank you for all that you continue to being in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in Jesus' name, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, that we can come humbly at your throne of grace, my God, to obtain help and to find help in the time of need. And, Father, is there any time that we need you, Lord, is now more than ever. We thank you, Father, for your grace upon our lives. We thank you for the grace upon my God, Master Prophet, Bishop E. Bernard Jordan, and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and entire Zoe Ministry family. We thank you, Father, for the Jordan's family, Mother Mary Berrien, my God, and Pastor and Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Father, that you're touching, that you're strengthening, my God. The Lord, as pillows, my God, even in Zoe, my God, that you'll continue to strengthen them, that you'll continue to uplift them. that you continue to rejuvenate their spirit within them, Father, because you in your youth and old age. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, for your promises and your word, which is your yea and amen. Lord, even your promises, my God, to save us in our household, to many who are far off whom you shall call. Father, we thank you for your anointing that will break yokes, my God, your anointing that will heal the broken heart, your anointing will set the captives free. We thank you, Father, for trusting the sickle, my God, for the harvest, knowing the harvest is there, ripe already, and the laborers are few. But, Father, we are continuing praying for the laborers, my God, that you will send forth, even as the Father, Lord Jesus, have sent you, my God, that you will get them from the east, the west, the north, and the south. We thank you, Father, for, Lord, the promises already, my God, in your word, my God, which is your yea and him, amen. Father, Lord, there is no in your kingdom, but, Father, is always, my God, whatever is the delay, my God, is not a denial. We thank you, Father, for the blood that will cover each and every family, will cover every ministry, Father, connected, my God, to Zoe Ministry and the Master Prophet, Ebony Jordan, Pastor and Prophet, Deborah Jordan. Every family member, Father, that you're touching. Every spouse, my God. Every relative, my God. Lord, wherever they are tonight, Father, we assign your angels, my God, to take charge over them, my God. Your angels, my God, on a mighty assignment. Your angels, my God, surrounding them and protect them, my God, from every harm's way, Father. We bless you, Father, for the blood that has already redeemed us, my God. And we decree that we are the Redeemer alone. And we give you the glory and the praise for all things, my God, your grace and your favor upon the lives of your people and open doors. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. We bless you, Father, for you are our rock. In you we trust. Thank you for being our shield and the horn of our salvation. We give you the glory, Father, for being our high tower. You are our refuge, our Savior. We thank you, God, for saving us from the violent man. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that are resting upon our head even now. We thank you, Lord God, that violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders. For we call our walls salvation and our gates praise, because you are our strong tower. The righteous run into you, and we are saved. You hide us under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, God, for your divine protection. We thank you, Father God, for the spirit of restoration that's upon this call even now. We thank you, Lord, that you restore that which has been violently taken away. Through sickness, through disease, through death, through repossession, through foreclosure, God, you're restoring even now. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, financial healing, restoration, Lord God. We thank you for victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that has been taken away. You have restored it double because you said if the thief be found, he must pay full restitution. We call forth restitution even now. We call forth the 7 times 7, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you bring us forth from our enemies. We thank you, Lord, that you lift us up above them that would dare to raise up against us, for they will come against us one way but flee 7 ways. We thank you, God, for total deliverance and total victory in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Lord God, for our Archbishop. We bless you, Lord God, for our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who you've raised up to open up this opportunity to pray and stand in the gap for your people. We thank you, Lord God, for a special anointing that's rested upon her even now. God, an anointing of rest. Lord, divine rest. Lord, divine peace as never before. We thank you, Lord God, for the wall of fire that covers she and Archbishop. Unpenetrable wall of fire protection, Lord, that nothing shall by any means hurt them or anything that concerns them, Lord God. And we bless you, Lord God, for those that have joined this call and believe in you for a miracle. We call it done now in the name of Jesus. Every family member that's represented, God, on this call. We call forth healing and destruction and the deliverance and salvation from any type of destruction, God. In the name of Jesus, we decree it done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, right now we want to thank you for another midnight cry. Father God, we lift up even your daughter, Father God, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father God, and we see her heal, whole, and complete. Father God, right now we want to lift up our leaders and Pastor Deborah Jordan and Archbishop. Father God, we thank you as they continue to globalize the prophetic, Father God. Continue to strengthen them, Father God, as more people continue to hear, Father God, your word and know that there is a word from God and it is in the mouth of the prophet. Father God, right now we want to thank you for new beginnings, Father God. We want to thank you even now, Father God, for touching, Father God, and lifting up every prayer request, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you for touching even our loved ones, Father God, touching our brothers, our sisters, Father God, touching our children, Father God. We want to thank you for touching marriages, Father God, touching relationships. Father God, we want to thank you for safety, Father God, Father, in our coming and in our going, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you even now for making us the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. Father God, we want to thank you, Father God, right now for setting a table, Father God, before our enemies, Father God. Father God, right now we want to give you the praise, Father God. Father God, right now we ask that you arise, Father God, such that all your enemies can be scattered, Father God. Father God, right now we decree and declare, Father God, healing, Father God, over your people. Father God, right now we decree and declare increase over your people, Father God. Father God, even now we want to begin to lift up even, Father, every prayer request, every petition that has been made unto you, Father God. Father God, please, we ask that you continue to touch the minds of our loved ones, touch the minds of our children, Father God, touch the minds of our caretakers, Father God, those individuals, Father God, even touch the minds of the educators, Father God, touch the minds of the public servants, Father God. Father God, touch our hearts and minds, Father God, as we continue to do your work and do your will. In the masterful and mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you for our prophetess Barbara Tucker, who stands in the gap for others, and even her prayers that she has sent out for others, that we are lifting them all up in this time and in this season. Father God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you, God. Father God, we thank you for all the things you're doing in our lives. We thank you for the prosperity, the double prosperity, the double increase. We thank you for the double victory, God. We thank you, God, for every breakdown because there's a breakthrough. We thank you, God, because you have allowed us and you have given us the authority to plead the blood of Jesus over anything. So right now, we plead the blood of Jesus over debt. We plead the blood of Jesus over sickness. We plead the blood of Jesus over heartache. We plead the blood of Jesus over hatred. We plead the blood of Jesus in your name, God. Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, God. We thank you for your harmony. We thank you for the balance that you have sent in our lives. We thank you for the favor, God. I ask that you continue to favor each and one of our children, God. Favor the teacher that teaches them, that they may be favored in your way, God. Send the angels around them when they're in school, God. Send the angels around them when they're walking from home, God. I cover our children, God. I cover our daughters and our sons and our husbands and those that are standing in for their wives, God. I cover each and every one. I cover everyone on this call, God, that you send a unique and a wonderful blessing, God. And I ask that you send sweet dreams to our children, God. Sweet dreams to everyone on this call where your name is being lifted up in all things. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, we thank you right now that your word says that men ought to always pray and never faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up. We pray unto you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, you're our strength and our redeemer. I thank you, Father God, as your word says, that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and your ears are open unto our cry. And we thank you, Father God, that you are hearing us now, God. Hallelujah, you're hearing every cry, God, every prayer, God, every petition, God. We know that you heareth us, God, and you will answer every prayer, God. And your word says the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all their troubles. And, Father God, I decree that promise right now in the name of Jesus, that, Father God, that you deliver us out of every trouble, every affliction, God, every situation that is coming against us, God, and against our families, hallelujah, against our careers, against, hallelujah, our homes, our finances, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, our communities right now. Father God, I thank you right now that you're delivering us right now. Father God, we thank you for our leaders, Archbishop, Master Prophet E. Bernard George, and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah George, and their precious family, hallelujah, and their grandchildren. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. I praise God, I thank you right now that you're touching, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her. And we thank you, Father God, for the lamp and the new strength to her body, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over Pastor Prophetess Mary Barron right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her and her family right now. Grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the lamp and the strength right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Zoe Ministry, God. Bless that ministry, God, like never before, God. We thank you for, hallelujah, invasion of your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, an explosion of your Holy Spirit all over the land, God. Bless this ministry, Shekinah International Ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Send forth laborers in this house, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for every community that is under the sound of my voice, God, every neighborhood, every state, every city, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. God, tone down all the violence all over the land, God, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a Holy Ghost revival begin to break out, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every teacher, pastor, evangelist, prophet, and apostle, and every bishop right now, in the name of Jesus. Bless every ministry all over the land, God. Touch our prisons, God. Touch our schools in the name of Jesus. Our university, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that you're breaking generational curses right now for our family right now. You're breaking sickness and disease right now. Every addiction right now. Order our steps, God, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps in your word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of murder right now in the name of Jesus. Let no, hallelujah, hurt, harm, or danger befall us, God. And we call forth the spirit of prosperity. Hallelujah. Give every, hallelujah, everyone that is in the sound of my voice seed to sow and bread to eat. I thank you for God, for increase, God, and release right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over my son now. Turn his feet away from, hallelujah, street, God. And God, turn him back to the church. Turn him back to the things of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare victory and breakthrough for your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you're about to do in this season, Father. But, Father, I'm reminded, even as you have spoken, Lord, oh, come, let us magnify the Lord and bless his holy name. Father, we thank you, Lord, because from the rising of the sun, even the going down thereof, Lord, your name is to be praised. Therefore, Father, we will lift our voice up like a trumpet, and we will declare and we will proclaim your name. Let the words of our mouth, Father, let this season, let this time, let this moment, Lord, as we lift our voice up like a trumpet, Lord, let these words be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. Lord, give us wisdom. Give us knowledge. Lead and guide us, Father, because you are the only one that can do these things for us. Therefore, we lift our voice up and we declare your name to be holy. We declare your name to be sanctified because, Father God, you are our God. You are our Lord. You are our King. You are our help. Lord, you are our all in all. Therefore, Father, we lift our voice and we say thank you. We lift our voice and we say amen to the words and to the utterance and to the requests that have been made because we are saying so be it and it is so and it cannot be no other way. Father God, we pray for every household, every individual that is represented on this call today, Father. Father, grant them favor, Lord. Do something special. Do something that they have never experienced before, Father. Father, do it for your glory. Do it because you can do it, Father. Father, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the thanks, Father. We thank you for safety and we thank you for protection. We thank you, Lord, for everything that we have placed in your hand. Father, we know that it is secure. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that the enemy will not prosper. The enemy will not come up against us because as he comes, Father, you're raising us up, Father, as a mighty army that he will not be able to sustain or prosper in his thoughts or in the things that he has sought out to do on his behalf. Father, we thank you right now for your glory and for your word. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're moving, and we thank you, Lord, not only are you moving, but you're bringing healing and restoration to your lives, of your people, to the church, and to the land, Father. Father, we pray also for our leaders, those that are in power. Father, give them wisdom and give them knowledge, Father. Lead them and cause right individuals to surround them so that they can hear wisdom, so that they can hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, everyone, family. I love you. We are going to keep on keeping on in the name of the Lord because God is moving. The devil is mad. But you know something? We're giving God praise because we know at the end we win, we win, we win. The victory is already ours. And we are just rejoicing and giving God thanks in advance. So thank you once again, family. I love you to life. I so appreciate you standing with me. We don't know when we're going to get stopped, but you know something? We're not looking to stop. We're looking to keep on keeping on because we know that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to those that endure to the end. So I'm going to decrease so that Nick Crawford's name can come forth. And again, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you all on tomorrow morning as well. Peace and blessing, and have a marvelous day in the Lord. Prophetess Naomi.
You too, Pastor.
Amen.
We love
Amen.
You.
Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, Pastor.
Oh,
thank you. All right, people of God, just want to give a quick announcement. We will be back here at 9 a.m. with the Archbishop Master Prophet. You'll be back on this call at 9 a.m. Shortly on Saturday. Also, we will be back here at 11:55. And guess what? Check your email. Check your email. And I will talk to you all later. And God bless. Good night.
Good night.